And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to week three of the TSL podcast. As always, I am your host, Joe Kay. Got a little bit of different format today because Emily is nowhere near because it is Coach J's birthday week. Apparently, he celebrates a whole week, so they have a whole bunch of shit to do. But it doesn't matter because Emily couldn't be here, so I went out and I found somebody better. Ladies and gentlemen, my guest this week is the first lady of the TSL, Valerie Bernal. Hello, Val.
Hello, Joe.
And, of course, accompanied by her boyfriend. That guy who only knows is only known as Val's boyfriend. Just kidding. My friend and yours, Travis. Travis, hi, buddy.
Hey, guys.
He literally waved at the microphone guy. You know that this is not visual.
He looked at it, too. Like, made eye contact.
Right. With the little red light. Guys, jokes aside, like, thank you for coming. Because it's like...
Anytime.
Thanks for having us.
It's super annoying to do this without Lenny. And it's really hard to get people to do it. Everybody says they want to do it. But the second that you text them, they're like, oh, well, I got 47 things to do. So thank you for not having anything to do today.
No problem.
But,
that's what we do.
Like we were just talking before I hit record, it's already week three in the books, which is crazy. Teams have played as many as six games, which is bananas when I think Travis just informed me that everybody's only playing eight. No, everybody plays nine, but there's one doubleheader week for
eight
everybody.
8 weeks, nine games.
That's insane. But again, I think it's still better this way. Usually, because I do not want to be playing in November when it's cold and shitty and terrible and whatever.
Nobody does.
So let me ask you then, what have you guys been up to since the last time you're on the podcast? Because it's been... I don't know, almost a year, right? So, what's been going on?
Well, I'm on a new team.
Yeah?
We're both new teams.
Oh, so I've heard.
Yeah, well, sorry, Joe.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It led to new exciting discoveries about myself, but continue.
Well, yeah, so we joined a new team together called the DILFs.
You don't really qualify as a DILF, I think. I'm not entirely sure you do either.
I'm a DILF magnet, if you see my jersey. We just got our shirts in.
I thought you already had shirts. I thought you had, like, the cutoffs or something. Or is that just
shirts
that Stegs wears because...
So Stegs just ordered that one off eBay. Yeah. We got official jerseys in this past week that actually have our logo on them.
And with strippers.
Yeah.
So who's in charge of this?
Minetti.
Okay. I don't even know who that is.
He's a...
Stegs friend.
He used to play in the league years ago.
Okay.
He will be the first to tell you that he was MVP when he played years ago.
Okay.
Ramir denies that. He said he remembers every MVP, and he does not remember.
Maybe it's like winning an AFL championship. Like, it matters, but it doesn't.
So, there's no actual official record of it, so you can say whatever you want, I guess.
That's true. I guess I was an MVP in 2007. Nobody knows. Great. A lot of stuff going around the league, just... games and people wearing jorts, and for the most part, no drama, right? Like, I think...
No, not really, yeah.
Like, I can't remember anything at the bar being too... Maybe it's just because we haven't stayed as much, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not the, like, 16-hour shifts we've been putting in
it just seems like
past,
we've had basically something to do every week. The draft we got super messed up at, but other than that...
They encouraged that by giving us a room.
But they gave us specials, too,
which is insane. Yeah.
But I don't think I've said this yet on a podcast. I may have. I don't really know. But congrats to the bar for listening and finally giving us specials. We get a bonus truly or a bonus beer in a bucket, but they don't actually charge us more, I think. And so there's wing specials. And I don't have them written in front of me, and I don't really care.
I will be the first one to say, last year, I was very upset with the bar, and I made a pledge that I was done with the bar. And I was done with the bar. And then they went, and they reeled me right back in with these deals, and they're actually decent deals.
Right,
you get a free extra beer.
You're saying last year, but this was literally like 2 days before week one that you were like, I'm done here. It's over. You're like, I'm going to play my games, and I'm going to leave. And then they're like, hey, Travis. No, you're not.
I did have an asterisk, and I did say during the fantasy football draft, I would be having drinks.
That's true.
And they made a deal, and they said, hey, you get an extra beer for the same price that you were getting one, and it's like... All right, now he gave me a little incentive to stay.
Exactly.
He had another asterisk because he wanted to do like mini interviews on field.
Okay.
While he's drinking.
While both people were drinking. I'll introduce it here. Okay.
All right. Let's go. Let's go, everybody.
So I did. I had a conversation with Topper, and I asked him if he wouldn't mind me doing this, and he said no. And then I got really shy, which is, I'm just a very shy person when I'm not drinking. So I got scared and I didn't end up doing it. But what I want to do, and I hope somebody comes up to me and initiates it, but I want to get to know people in the TSL that other people don't know. So my plan, what I told Topper, I want to do a video podcast, essentially, but it's just a mini short thing. It's beers with Clev Money.
Not trying to rip off the official TSL podcast.
I just want to have one little video chat with one beer, getting to know a TSL person, and sit down. We have a beer. Once we finish the beer, the interview's over, and it gets posted on the TSL webpage, and everybody in the league just kind of gets to know you a little bit more, and I'm looking for people that the league doesn't really know. So, you know, some of the new people from the Tater Tot team.
There's at least 10 new teams that I still don't know who everybody is. That's great. My only problem with that right now is the name. I like it, but alliteration matters here. So I think I'm going to suggest that you be called Trulies with Travis.
I don't drink Truly.
You're going to start because this is the league that we drink Truly all the time. All
right. Well, maybe
I could do tequila with Travis, but I don't think that'd end well.
No.
We'll work on it. We'll work on
we'll
it.
We'll work on the name.
We'll work on the name. We'll work on the name. That's my idea. And if anybody wants to participate, I would love to have somebody on, be the first guest, and get this rolling.
I think it's a great idea, actually. Do you have, like, a camera and stuff, or are you just going to, like, record it on your phone?
I'm going to record it on my phone and just upload it to Topper, and then he's just going to post it on the Topper Sports Facebook page.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great idea. So then Val, if people don't know, is literally our photographer. So every time you look at your Facebook on a Sunday/Monday and there's 47,000 pictures up, that's Val.
I'm also the one creeping around the field taking pictures of people not everyone I know, so.
Yeah, that's fine. She's just a weirdo.
So if you see somebody taking pictures, say hello.
Yeah, smile. Assuming
do something cool.
That a semi-short, dark-skinned woman. If there's anybody else randomly doing that, alert. Not Topper. I guess tell Ramir. Ramir would probably do something before Topper would, but that's funny. But yeah, so I do have a question. What about, like, a Topper Sports Instagram? Would you be willing to run that? Because do we even have that? Because I feel like that's the only thing we're not doing in terms of social media.
I feel like Topper has an Instagram that somebody set up for him, but he doesn't know how to use it.
I know he has a Twitter that he doesn't know.
He does. Well, yeah. Oh, I remember that. It was the best when I first started doing this stuff with Lenny. And Lenny's like, "Okay, you're going to be our social media coordinator." Like, you know, he just talked really fast. He's like, "You'll be Facebook, Twitter, blah." Topper, zero trust in Jokey. So he's like, "Lenny, I don't think we could. I'm not sure we could trust him. I'm not saying he's a bad guy, but I don't really know." And Lenny's like, "No, this is it." So the deal Lenny struck with Topper was I got to, like, be able to post on Facebook and stuff like that, but only Lenny could do the Twitter. And Lenny might have posted, like, 5 tweets, but he had to, like, understand what Twitter was, and nothing else has happened since then. So I've told Topper this, and I wanted to give me the password to that because I think I would want to control that too, because I think that's just another way that we can
get more Twitter's people. Twitter's dying, though.
Hot take, so I should sell my Twitter stock that I don't have.
No, not sell, but I wouldn't buy. I wouldn't buy right now.
Then what's the new hot thing that we should
do? I would say IG. IG is where it's at right now.
Yeah? Okay, that's cool. That is Instagram for people who don't know. That's fine. But I love it. So, yeah, that way. And then I also think we should have, like, a thing, because I think there's too many people in the league. Now that we've just talked, there's, like, 10 new teams. They don't follow us on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram or anything. So it's just because they don't know it exists. And even though I say it on the podcast, they also might not know that the podcast exists. Sure. So I don't think, like, before.
And if they don't know if the podcast doesn't exist, they don't know about the super cool Telegram app.
Right, which is another thing. So I think we're just going to make giant signs and just start signing people up for our various shit just to see how many people we can get to sign up on it. I think that'd be a fun thing to do. But, the Telegram app, which is, again, the best way to not only, like, find out if games are rained out or whatever's going on. Probably the easiest way to get a hold of Topper nowadays.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
If I were to send Topper a Telegram app message and a text message, I guarantee you he'd get back to me on Telegram significantly faster. And that's just
like
the reality of it.
Faster.
Well, he's got a little skin in that game, so it's fine. I understand that. But, so if you haven't downloaded the Telegram app yet and you're listening to this, download it while you're listening. Just it'll take 2 seconds. It's fine. Plus, that somehow gets Topper more money, which keeps the league alive. We're just going to go with that. That's fine.
Okay.
But we're here, and week 3 happened, and what we do usually is talk about all of the games. So I guess, screw it, let's just jump into the 10 o'clock games. At 10 o'clock, we had Eyes Downtown taking on Gryffindor, and Eyes Downtown won that game 48-45. ANA played We Back, and they won 43-14. All We Do Is Quinn won 44-30 over the Ultimate Warriors. Hung Buffalo hung 40 on Hope and Ruin, which Hope and Ruin only got 30. I don't know. I was trying to do something there. And then Wild Oak Beard Company, they ended up beating Blitzkrieg 40-26. I know already off the bat that neither of you were at the field yet for these games, right?
I got there at like 10:30.
Okay. So did you see anything then?
I saw some of the Hung Buffalo Hope and Ruin game.
Okay. What did you see?
Not as much fighting on Hope and Ruin's part, which was nice. But their girl, so they had, they played with one girl for the entire first half. Because their second girl apparently was stuck in traffic on the 90.
Ugh.
And came, like, sprinting to the field after halftime. So that really hurt their cause, because let's be real.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, I mean, looking at that, I mean, the score wasn't that skewed.
Okay.
Considering they were down a player the entire half of the game. I saw some of the A&A We Back game, but let's face it, I got bored, because it just wasn't a good game.
Well, I heard that Sal got injured in this game.
That was at the very end of the game, yeah. They ended up just ending the game after
What exactly happened to him?
Our photographer got video evidence of the injury.
You did? You got a snapshot of the injury? What exactly happened then?
It was just a freak accident. I mean, it was... he went up for the ball. Jay-Z and Taylor both jumped for it. He caught it and then just, like, felt like leaning backwards, so he ended up falling perpendicular to the ground, or parallel to the ground.
So, just to clarify, I waved at the mic earlier. Val is now reenacting with
her hands. I'm Italian. I talk with my hands.
With
your
hands.
You're talking with your entire body right now. What are you talking
about? That's how I talk. I'm
Italian. No, Sal
doing
made
the whole
a heck
I'm
of
a little
catch.
Teapot scenario.
Sal made a heck of a catch. I didn't see the play.
Right on his back.
I didn't see the play live. I saw it on the photographer's phone. She had a live image of it, so it kind of plays like a video. And, I mean, he got up there, caught it over two guys, ended up going horizontal, just landed. And, I mean, he maintained possession, and then apparently he went to the hospital, and he punctured his lung. So.
Oh, that's awful. I mean, it was funny because Val, she ended up subbing in for that game.
Yeah.
Sal had asked her the night before. He was like, you'll be the third girl, though, so it won't be that big of a deal. So she's like, all right, screw it, I'll just go out to run around. And we had left to go make the game on time, and then we got 2 minutes from the house, and she realized she left her phone at the house, so we had to go back and get it, of course. And they're on the way there, and she's like, it doesn't matter, they have three girls, it's fine. So he just let her know, he's like, hey, you know, the other two girls have to play. And he goes, well, you're our third girl, but you're also our sixth person. So so then she felt terrible, so like we sped there, we got there, she ran into the field. She might have missed, like, I don't know, the first series or something, but that means it's like the third straight week that this team
girls.
Has struggled.
Yes.
Not only did they not have, well, this time they had three at least, but
yeah, but
they
one
don't
of them
have
was Molly McDermott.
Oh, so Molly played two games. I think they asked
so
Val.
I know last week they had four guys, zero girls. This week they had three guys, three girls.
The first week I know they had two sub girls as well. I think it was Molly and
this team.
Erica. Oh, Erica, that's what it was.
I mean, I like new teams.
Absolutely.
But maybe we should make sure that you have enough to actually play. And you should probably not come into D2 if you've never. I know two people have played in the league before, but I mean, you can't just come into the higher divisions and just expect to win. And they
looking at those two, they might have gotten moved up, but
they have not had a close game yet.
I'm looking at
their rankings right now. We Back has been outscored 135-30.
Yeah, it's not the best,
and that's three games.
Yeah, right. They were. I think everyone on the team played quarterback this week.
Oh,
I know when I got there, Mark was playing quarterback. I think I'm pretty sure I saw Sale playing quarterback at one point, because Stranger Things wasn't there.
Oh, that's right. There was a guy named Stranger Things. I forgot all about that already. That's how quickly Ramirez's words have disappeared. Sorry, Ramirez. Anyway, jokes aside, it's a shame, though. And on top of it, they're really great people. We played them last week, and it's like they're just looking around like, well, we thought we had a roster, and then people just consistently like to not show up. And that is the worst. Believe me, I know.
It is, yeah.
The only other game, Eyes Downtown beating Gryffindor by 3.
I talked to Bobby after that game. Apparently they scored last couple seconds.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
To win the game is what I pretty sure I heard after the game. They actually told me they were impressed by Gryffindor. There's a couple things about Gryffindor. One, their last four games have been decided by 5 points or less.
Right.
But they've played six games, so that means they only have three games left.
Right.
And there's 5 weeks left. They seem like they're kind of getting it together, but now, are they maybe going to get a little cold and stale because they're not going to play down the stretch?
I guess this is a question. I don't know if you'll have the answer. I feel like I should have the answer. But are all the teams in D1 going to make the playoffs? Or are they just going to...
I don't know. There's five of them. Does Top Seeds get a bye? Or this is a question for Uncle Topper.
I know. I don't. Well, to be fair, I don't think he knows either.
Yeah.
Like, and I would ask Ramir, but then Ramir would give me an answer, and I would tell everybody on the podcast, and then Topper would change it the next week, so it doesn't even matter at this point. But like you said, you know, Gryffindor, they're losing, but they're losing by, like, a score and at the last second, and I think last week they could have beat Public Enemy and they went for two and didn't get it.
I mean,
like, that's showing balls.
Week one, they got
it.
Annihilated both games. I think that's been beaten to death.
Everybody knows it's over now, honestly. You can't even use it
but
anymore.
I don't know if, you know, maybe they were just getting acclimated to D1 and now they kind of found their way in there, and, you know, it takes a little bit to kind of right the ship.
And then Wild Oak Beard Company played Blitzkrieg, and I'm pretty sure nobody watched that game. No offense to these new teams, it's just that it's early. People weren't there. But what I do know is that both of these teams are teams that have played the Bipolar Express. Blitzkrieg actually only lost to them by three. Wild Oak got kind of smoked. So now they're the ones beating Blitzkrieg. So it's basically just showing me that nobody knows anything about D6, and it's going to just be the Wild West the whole time. But I think it'll make for really exciting playoffs. So.
I need to talk to some of these guys. How did they come up with this name? I love it. Wild Oak Beard Company.
I think it's an actual company.
Yeah, it's probably,
they
it sounds
shirts.
Like a company.
I saw like one of those shirts.
Maybe we could get
like
a shirt.
Chest thing. Maybe.
Maybe they could be the official sponsors of Tequila with Travis.
I love it. I'll interview the whole team.
Captain Morgan's with Clef.
Tito's with Travis. Tito's with Travis.
Tito's with Travis?
Tito's with Travis, yeah.
That's what it is.
I like that. That's
a really
actually
good
tasty.
Tito's with Travis, I think, is... see, we got this, people. We'll figure
it
out by the end
out
of the show.
After the game, I did talk to Sam from Ultimate Warriors.
Okay.
She said, last year... What did she say? Her comment was pretty funny. She said, last year, we weren't very good, but we didn't expect much. This year, we have the talent, but we still suck. I know that there's somebody on that team that I'm not going to comment on. I know that they left another team and went to that team.
Scott Pinto, it's really easy. I got it for you.
And all I'm going to say is right now they're 0-2-1, and I they have talent on that team. How are they 0-2-1? They should be winning games.
Quinn is probably the best team in the division. And I don't know who the other teams that they played are because I don't remember those things, but they did get a tie, so they've done something right along the way. And whatever, Quinn's a good team. But I think, Ultimate Warriors, after last season, which everything that could have gone wrong seemed to go wrong for them, now they have a quarterback in place, and I think the season's already going better for them than it did last time, so... Eventually, they'll have more wins. I'm guaranteeing that they'll have more wins this season than they did last season.
They played Jabronis in Endgame, so they have not had a very good schedule to the
point. I think those are two very good teams.
That's what I mean. They
not a good schedule. They
played really
had,
good
yeah,
teams
sucked,
to this point.
All right, I'm looking at the schedule. I'll give it to you. Right. Jabronis 49-49. In Endgame, they lost 29-23.
So they're
all
doing
all
they're not
pretty
doing
good
bad.
Games.
Awesome. All right, well...
It's early.
That
11
brings
o'clock
us
games.
To the 11 o'clock games. Hofbräu House Buffalo, which is team topper, they played Bullet Club and they won 28-6. Endgame took on Puckett All-Stars and they beat them by a single point, 20-19. Full Throttle got to play Maddie's Angels and they were just handed a 60-32
they
loss.
They were throttled.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I hate to see that. Cobblestone with a 36-12 win on Come From Behind, and the Passless Chaps beat Shattered Dreams 27-18. But I know for a fact that game was the one at noon, and the Bipolar Express game was at 11. But I guess it doesn't really matter, considering that it's not like people are trying to watch highlights right now. So,
yeah.
Val, can I assume you played for the Angels? And just
yes, I did.
How easy was it?
I mean, it wasn't... We were never out of control of the game.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, they made some good plays. They had a couple guys on their team that were making some, like, really nice catches. But, I mean, we did what we always do and...
Just win by a million.
We won by a lot.
Who has been
Cheryl threw in the second half for a little while.
Is she a full-time player now?
No.
No, she just fills in.
She just asked if she could play, so...
Oh, she asked or you asked?
She asked.
She came to you? Yeah. That's a shame. You guys should have said no.
You don't say
that's
no
like,
to Cheryl.
You should, though. That's like, just let's just build up the super team more. That's like Durant going to the Warriors. Like, ooh, that's super cool.
Joke, would you, if you were in an alley with Cheryl and she said,
no?
Can I play on your team? You would say no?
I'd be concerned as to why I was in an alley with Cheryl about talking about football. That would actually be like my first thought. But no, I would never say no to her. She's terrifying.
Right.
But I think that like the powers that be, like Topper, should have been like, no, you have to go play on this other team. Go have her go play on Bipolar Express or something. But then immediately move them.
And then
immediately make them move up two divisions.
Yeah.
that would be something too. Oh, I wanted to see something about
But so, last fun season. Fact, Hofstra House Buffalo, though. Silvati made a point to tell me this, so I feel like I should probably tell someone else. They've only allowed 8 points at the most on defense in any game. They allowed 8 points in their first game, 8 points in their second game, and 6 points in their third game.
Okay, but, and so it's also a D1 team that has moved down to D2.
Well, yeah. That's my favorite part, but I do have a question about it. Who have they played? Because I know that they allowed 8 points to WeBac, and then who did they play the
Energy
second
Buff.
Energy Buff.
Energy Buff. So, okay, so Club. Last place. And then... very last... Oh, no. So the three bottom people and Bullet Club... Joke.
They did not just play Bullet Club.
I am sorry to put an asterisk here. They played Joke playing quarterback.
Yes!
With guys that have never played on their
team
before.
That's fucking impressive. Are you kidding me? I had to play quarterback.
There were reports after the game, though, that Joke actually did much better than expected.
Yeah, I would say that. I did much better than expected,
expectations.
Too.
Expectations. There you go.
That actually felt pretty good. Yeah.
All right, so never mind. No one's impressed,
that's
Topper.
Fine. Fuck. Yeah, Topper, take that. But no, take that, Silvati.
Yeah.
But no, but you're right. They have a really good team.
They do.
They showed up. Like, we played
pretty
this week.
Drew and Pete have showed up every week so far. So
I know
as long
for sure
Zach
that they're both there this week.
Yeah.
And, you know, it is what it is. We had found out at about, like, 7 in the morning for sure that Ricky wasn't showing up. And he told me the day before that he might have to work, but he wasn't sure. And he's like, let me see if I can find coverage. And I said, cool, the second you know you don't have it, let me know. And he just forgot to tell me.
Stupid.
So by, like, last night, I was seeing who was on the sub list. And it was great because, like, the people who were eligible were Topper, who we were playing against, Maddie, who had the Angels game, Tommy Hughes, who was subbing in for Bipolar Express at 11, and then of course I asked Travis, and Travis said, like, I could, but I'm not gonna be there till like 11:30. So I'm like, oh, that's just terrible. So
yeah.
Then our backup quarterback would be Gordon, who is just fired up that he missed his big shot to prove that he could have been the Bullet Club quarterback because he was away for military reasons. So it got to be me, and it was fun. Like, it was fun.
Which is funny because I think Gordon has wanted to be the quarterback for Bullet Club for about 4 sessions.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, like even when Jeff was there, like every time Jeff threw like maybe a bad play, Gordon's like, I'd be better than him. It's fine. That's part of the reason he started by Polar Express. And then, of course, he gets a shot and he's just like not happy about it.
Yeah.
I was watching football with him on Sunday and he was like, after he got back from his military thing, and he was still just like bitter. It's just so funny. So I feel like at some point he's going to have to get his shot just so we can hear about it. But then hopefully he'll do worse than I did, and then that'll be something else, but we'll get into that later.
Cobblestone would come from behind, so they were playing right next to the Angels, so I got to watch some of that game.
Yeah,
just because I was bored during my game. So
that's fair.
Come from behind didn't have a lot of their players. They brought back Jeff Medonsky, who used to play on that team, but he hasn't in a while, and then this one guy, that other guy that's never played in the league before. So they were like really scraping the bottom of the barrel, I think, for people. They didn't have Paul throwing, so they had. The younger man. I didn't want to call him a boy. I feel like that's degrading.
Nah,
so,
call him the boy. It's fine.
But yeah, he's young and he throws for them sometimes, but he's just not as, he's not Paul. So that probably had something to do with the, and then Daryl wasn't there. So Garrett threw for Cobblestone. So that helped their cause.
So what you're saying is Cobblestone upgraded at quarterback and come from behind downgraded at every position.
Everything else.
And
yeah.
That, there's 36 to 12.
And that's what happened.
It's just a shame to say that because, like, Daryl, ever since I joined the league, Daryl's just been such a huge part of it. But Father Time always wins. The other game that if I wasn't playing at 11, I would have wanted to see the Endgame Puckett All-Stars game because Puckett was the team that derailed Endgame's, like, mass, you know, monster D4 season last year. The one knocked him out of the playoffs. And you knew Endgame kind of wanted that revenge. And they got it by a single point, which tells me that game was probably as awesome as
it was definitely close. I got there.
Well, it was definitely close. It was a one-point game.
Well, yes. I got
the
there.
Says that.
I got there at 11:45, and I was going to my field. And so I started crossing with my speaker, and Puckett was driving. There wasn't much time left because they were in hurry-up mode. You know, you had Dave, Eichhoff, running down the sideline, trying to talk Endgame, like, oh, make a stop. So I don't know what down it was, but Puckett All-Stars, it might have been fourth or fifth down, threw a pick in the end zone to Endgame with probably less than 2 minutes left.
That's exciting.
Which ended the game, and I had to start sprinting because I thought the play was coming back to me, so I quick ran off the play. But I don't know how the game ended after that. I assume it was just pretty much over.
Seems
but
away.
Yeah, they threw a bad pick there at the end.
I got Endgame Puckett All Stars is low key one of our like brewing rivalries in the league that nobody really talks about yet. So I'm gonna start talking about it because I think that could be a good one. Hopefully they'll meet again in the playoffs and we'll get like another really fun matchup from it.
Are they, because Puckett All-Stars got some talent. Oh wow, they're 0-4 right now. I know I played them in D3 3 sessions ago, and they were very talented. Took them a little bit to catch their stride. They've never been fast starters, but once the season starts progressing, I mean, they kind of hit stride. That's what happened last year. They started similar, and then they beat Endgame in the playoffs.
I think at one point they were like doing the whole like, oh, this team's definitely, because they were in D4 last session where D4 had 10 teams, so two of them missing the playoffs. And for the longest time, they were one of them. And then they won a couple games to make it as the 8 seed, and they won the whole thing as the 8 seed.
Yeah, so they beat Endgame in the very first game, and Endgame, I think they thought they used illegal players, and we roster checked them, and
That's true.
Yeah,
they were all set.
They were all good. Yeah, they were all legal.
I mean, I know Endgame was bitter that they lost, which they should be, because I remember like every single rankings weird article we've had like showed like the stats that they were just above and beyond the best team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, based on the competition, and to lose in the playoffs to the 8 seed was probably disheartening. But the next day, the captain of the team, John Vaughn, something like that. I'm sorry, I can't remember it, but he sent a really, really nice email to Topper, just like thanking them for a great league. He's like, "Oh, it's a bummer, but we're still going to D3. It's still going to be fun." You know, like, so at least they're good. They're good people. There, it was just like a heat of the moment thing, and that's what you like to see.
So I'm looking right now. I just clicked on Puckett All Stars just because I know they're a good team. They've lost to Frodo Swaggins, which is probably one of the top contenders in D3.
Absolutely.
They lost by 10. They lost to the Jabronis, which we know the Jabronis have some players that are very smart. They've been in the league forever.
Bunch of Klecklers, too.
Yep. You got All We Do Is Quinn, who probably Frodo and All We Do Is Quinn are the top two teams in D3 right now.
Right.
They've played both of them already.
Yeah, might be the actual worst schedule.
Yeah.
Hopefully, whenever the QB rankings team does their stats, they just do like strength of schedule. I think that'd be a really cool stat to look at, too.
So my guess, Puckett All-Stars, they're probably going to win some down the stretch. They're going to definitely make playoffs.
Oh, I would think. Well, is that a division where everybody makes playoffs? I don't remember how many teams.
No, there's 10 in there.
Okay, well, they'll sneak in again, and they'll be a tough out, as they've proven they can be.
Definitely a team I wouldn't want to play.
Like I said, the other 11 o'clock game in our sheet is Passless Chaps and Shattered Dreams. This game was actually at noon, but I already said the score was 27-18, so I'll just talk about it. I went and watched it. Shattered Dreams, like I said, are a bunch of my friends who have come back to the league, which I'm super excited about because they're good people. The Chaps were without Coach J, because Coach J, unfortunately, in the fall has... well, coaching duties. So he had to miss out on his own game, and he missed like half the day. He did show up later, but so they had a different quarterback in there, and the Chaps played pretty good. I mean, they've come a long way. I actually thought it was funny watching this game because these two teams remind me a little bit of each other. The Chaps are just basically like Shattered Dreams from 3 years ago.
Oh, okay.
So they were like figuring it out, like whatever. They're good people. They just need to like they need a little bit of direction, and I think that's what you're gonna get. And in like 3 seasons, Shattered Dreams could be where Passless Chaps are now, as long as they find like Coach J to be a quarterback or something. I don't know, something like that. But,
I'm really bad with names. I can't remember his name. I talked to somebody on Shattered Dreams the other day, and he was talking. I was asking him how
the short guy with the hat.
Sure,
Tony Fela.
Okay,
I'm only saying his name specifically because he's going to listen to this because he's going to ask me again in a week. What? No podcast invite?
So I was talking to him, and I said, how are you guys enjoying it? Because I've never talked to him, but I knew he was new, so I just wanted to see how he was doing and how is he enjoying it. And I guess he really pushed his team, he said, for the last couple of years to jump from Game On.
Mm-hmm.
So then they finally made the jump. And their team was going to say, oh, what they said was, we're in D4 at Game On. Let's go to D4. let's go to D4 at Topper.
Wrong.
And
it didn't go well.
Thankfully, your friend Tony... talked them out of it, and they went to D6, and from what Tony was telling me is that they're right now they're very discouraged because their first two games they lost by a very, very large margin.
Yeah.
And it takes some time getting used to the different teams, and I mean, one of the biggest assets in D2 is that you've seen a lot of the people before, so you know what they're good at and what they're not good at.
True.
And now you come into a brand new league, and you don't know who throws what good or who runs fast or who runs what routes or who can catch well. So that all takes time, and I think just by playing more, seeing more teams, getting more familiar, I think they'll end up being
for
okay.
Sure.
But they were all at the bar on Saturday after their game. They were all sitting at a table drinking. I mean, that's what this league's about, getting to know people, talking, having a good time on the field, and just bonding.
For sure. It was actually, I'm sure Tony will be on this podcast because he won't shut up until I invite him. But one of the things they did mention just from like differences from coming to the league is like, I guess our counts are a little bit faster, so they have a little bit less time to, you know, have their routes like develop or just the quarterback in general.
Yeah.
And just like you can, you know, I would say that we're a little bit more physical. Like we let a little bit more stuff go than maybe other leagues do, and they're just not used to that either. But you get used to it. Obviously, it's just a time thing. There's nothing else you can really do about it.
Yeah.
So that was that, and that brings us
Do you want to talk about the Bipolar Express tater tots?
Well, I was just going to include them. I was going to include them in noon, just to knock it now. So here's those noon games. The Bipolar Express beat the Tater Tots 54-28. Eyes Downtown faced off in Public Enemy in what used to be a really great rivalry, but it just seems to have lost its luster lately, 23-16. The Marketing Mayors played Gryffindor, and there's another close loss for Gryffindor, 46-41. PG Platoon steals one from the Dilfs, 31-29. Mountain Dewy put up 61 points at 61-19 over Uncle Rico's. That's it for your noon games. You guys want to jump into your Peachy game?
Yeah, let's touch base on the Eyes Downtown Public Enemy game first.
Okay.
Well, I think you said that rivalry kind of faded. I feel like if you watched that game, the rivalry was spoken up again. I heard there was some
shouting over there from bystanders.
Yeah, what bystanders?
Botch.
Yeah.
But doesn't he have a diagnosed concussion? So maybe
no. Well, come on, guys. Let the record show. He did not get a concussion. Okay. I've heard this so many times.
So why is he not playing?
That's a question for him. I don't know.
Second opinion, because they said it would be best if he waited to get things cleared. So it's a precautionary.
There's not much to damage there.
All I'm saying is, I'm not even going to say whether I would play or not. What I'm saying is, Public Enemy, I think they lose a lot when Botch isn't there.
Oh, of course.
When Botch isn't there in the secondary, Osika and Botch might be the two fastest safeties in the league. Andy Smith's amazing. Dalecki's amazing. But they don't... I mean, they have abilities, obviously. And I would take their talent above anybody else. But that speed in the secondary with Osika and Botch, it covers up so many things that Public Enemy might do accidentally on defense. They cover it up.
Yeah,
and then I mean, offensively too. That's a lot of speed offensively. Losing Botch, that takes away that deeper route. I mean, they don't have Radke anymore to extend it. Yeah. Botch is their guy that's gonna kind of stretch the field. So I think that's a big loss for them. So to be honest with you, I'm actually surprised that Eyes Downtown only won by 7 points.
That's pretty cool, then. All right, well, I'm glad to hear that the rivalry is still intact.
But from what I heard, there was some chirping going on from people that are on the sidelines.
Isn't there always?
There is.
Well, to be fair, the people in this game are the ones that are usually on the sidelines of other games chirping other people. So that's turnabout's fair play, I guess. All right. Well, then you did say you wanted to talk about the Bipolar Express game. So what else did you have to say about that?
I didn't see the game because I was playing.
You literally were the one who brought it up. You're like, don't you want to talk about it?
No, because I just had something to say. No, I talked to some of the players after the game because I was playing at noon.
That's fair.
So I talked to some of the Tater Tot players after the game.
What did they have to say?
They said they got their asses kicked by women. But they said it was a really good game. They just didn't know what to do. And
Hold on, time out. It was 54-28.
Yeah.
And they said it was a really good game. I want to meet these guys. That's nice.
Yeah, they are. And they also stayed like all day and played volleyball.
I saw them. They were like wrestling or something weird.
Some weird things. But they were also playing with the football at one point.
That matters. Yeah.
Practicing.
That matters.
They were playing volleyball for a while too.
Well, that's cool.
That's another team I
breakout team of the year.
Best at the bar.
Ooh.
There was a lot of them and they stayed for a while. Yeah. But hey, Tater Tots, Tito's with Travis. Let me get to know you guys.
I know that their captain, I think I might have said this before, but their captain with the beard, that's Drunk Meg's boyfriend, Dave, he's really cool.
Oh, that's their team? That's his team?
Yeah,
that's
his team.
I didn't know that.
So he's super cool, so like I can only assume that he brought in other cool people. So I know that this game Gordon wasn't here.
I was reading the Godfather report the other day.
And?
Tater Tots and French fries? I love to bet.
Yeah, so I guess what happened was Pastels, Chaps, and Tater Tots were supposed to play like week one or something, and I guess the Chaps couldn't field the team.
Okay.
So Topper was telling me that they told like Topper ahead of time, like, hey, we have to move this game. It, you know, they didn't do the Saturday morning, Friday night. Oh shit, I don't have any players. Cause that's too bad. They said it like within a reasonable amount of time. So they're just going to move the game to later in the season.
Plus you got the whole session.
So Topper's telling me that everything's cool. And he said, all right guys, you can either play week 7 or week 8, like a 3 o'clock game just for the makeup. And Tater Tots are like, well, that's going to be colder then, so we don't really want to play in the weather, so we'd rather take the 7-0 forfeit. And Topper's like, no. You don't really get this choice here.
Yeah.
Like, it's playing, just which game are you going to play? And they're like, oh, we didn't, they didn't understand. We just said they're new to the game. It ends up like, barreling down, Passless Chaps were like, well, we'll play either one, it doesn't really matter, so they picked the Week 7 game. Turns out that that'll be like the third game of the day for Passless Chaps, because that's a doubleheader week. They were like, screw it, we're going to do it anyway, like, we don't care, we won't make it a big deal. So they were really cool, but they started laughing back and forth. But at the end of that sentence, he put like, hashtag fries are better. And this like became a little back and forth between the two, and immediately Topper decreed that they needed to do a bet on it.
Obviously, yeah.
I love the banter. Love
so
it.
I guess there's like a Tater Tots versus French fries on the line in that Week 7 game. Whoever loses, the other buys them like two baskets worth or something, and they're gonna take like a picture together. I don't know. It's fucking great though.
In my opinion,
that's the type of stuff this league needs more. That's what it does.
Tater Tots are better.
100%.
But
fries
when
are gross.
People put onion powder on Tater Tots, I'm more of a fan of French fries.
Okay.
I don't think that's a
that was very, very specific, though. Like, is that a thing you do for tater? You just decide? Is that like a regular seasoning?
Some people do that, and I don't like it.
Well, that's fair. I'm not sure I would like that either.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great. So I won't even, like, fuck with you on that one.
Yeah, you can talk about our game.
Yeah, you should definitely talk about this game, because you guys only lost by 2 points to Peachy.
Let's talk about the Mountain Dew Me game.
Okay. I'm saving the best for last.
I will say, during our game, I was really tired at points, so I was looking over. And I assume Mountain Dew Me is the ones wearing the yellow shirts.
Yes.
They just kept making catches. I don't know if they were picks or every time I looked over, that team had the ball in their hands and they looked fast. I did not see the whole game in its entirety, but that team looked very fast in what is that, D5?
D4.
D4, and they're a new team, right?
Yes, 100%. As far as I know, they're 100%.
100%, not like anybody that we know that brought a team. Or
I think the problem with like all these new teams and names is like the most I get to see anybody's name is like Topper sends us, I think he sent it to you too, but like the captain sheet, just in case we ever needed to like do something in his absence,
right,
like
yeah.
When he's in Scotland in a week. But
yeah.
So I only know like the captain's name, and I think it's a female's name actually, but it was very, I didn't recognize the name at all. So I have
no clue who any of them are.
And I looked at them before because I noticed that I think they're the only team in the league right now that all wear yellow. Like, I know Bipolar has that like weird bright green yellow combo going on. I think they're the only yellow team in the league, which is why
I think they have a sponsor
that.
Too, but I can't.
Is it Mountain Dew?
No.
Damn it. They're really missing the boat here then.
But no, there's definitely some sort of sponsor on their team, on their shirt, but I can't read it.
So
I'll get back to you.
I don't know what happened. I'm looking at their schedule right now. They lost to Full Throttle
28-14,
and they lost to Cunning Stunts. I mean, Cunning
that's
Stunts
fine.
Is a team that's been around 49-22, but then they get 61
most points of the day.
Are they starting to get it? Or I mean, that's
fun fact, by the way. That 61 points, I've noticed this every week. One team has scored 61 points.
Really?
PG put 61 up on us week one, and then last week somebody else put up 61. And
fun fact, it's my favorite number.
Really?
Yeah, Max Afinogenoff.
Holy
for the
shit!
Buffalo Sabres.
That's amazing. I love that. That's just even better. But
it's my
username. I love it. Username. That's the best. I want to see now who scored 61 points 2 weeks ago, because I know that I saw it, and I was like, that's super interesting.
But yeah, either they're getting it, or, well, no,
Zach and Zach beat Shattered Dream, 61-20.
Look at that. Because I know from Full Throttle, I know I saw three of their regular players. I did not look very hard at the rest of them, but I remember vividly seeing three of their regulars.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they had a full team. So,
yeah.
I mean, but that's a team that's been in the league for a long time now. Uncle Rico's been in the league for at least 6 years. I know some of them have been even longer.
When you say years, you mean sessions, right?
Yeah.
No.
Like three years, six sessions?
I know one and two.
Well, maybe not as Uncle
I know
Rico's,
two of them played on the shit back with
the
Jay-Z.
The shit, then Hail Larry was a team,
and
I think,
yeah,
too.
That was like a long time ago. So that's two
Sofa,
of them.
King.
Yeah,
Sofa
King Suite.
I had to split it up.
There was another girl's probably played like four sessions, maybe not the 6 years that the other two have.
Jackie.
But
yeah Jackie's been around for a while too.
But yeah, so I mean, they're an experienced team.
I don't know what's
going
on with that team.
They just put it onto them.
Yeah, D4, if you look at the D4 like standings, it's just weird because it's like a six-team division, and two of them are just those gender teams that just are there to slaughter and take no prisoners. So then you have a new team in Mountain Dew Me that like we... I don't know what you're going to get at this point because they lost a Full Throttle, but then they murdered Uncle Rico's, unless Uncle Rico's is seriously that bad. And then, oh, the dog. But, and then, who else is in that tire fire? Buffalo Solar Solutions, who are the only team from like D4 last session that is still hanging around.
Yeah, so you got Cunning Stunts, Maddie's Angels, Full Throttle, Mountain Doomy, Buffalo Solar Solutions, Uncle Rico's Time Travelers.
We couldn't do a better job of that, of like division alignment topper. Like 6-team division, like
10 teams in D3 and 6 in D4.
And then 10 in D5 and 10 in D6. I feel like we could easily made, I don't know, another, at least put two more teams in there. But
yeah,
like,
and then like 6 and 8 in one of them.
I mean, there's absolutely no reason that Blaze's team couldn't have gone to D4 too.
Like, yeah, I'm not really sure why they're still in D5. Because
what the fuck was it? Ugandan Warriors. They beat the crap out of every team that wasn't a gender team. Like, I think I've said this last time. I have no idea why they didn't move up.
I don't know.
Like, it doesn't make any sense, but whatever. I don't make the rules. Topper does. And again, I've said this before, and I don't think I've said it on the new podcast yet, but the T in TSL stands for Topper, which means anything is possible. But that brings us to 1 o'clock.
All right. No, we can talk about the Dilf PG Platoon game now.
You guys take too damn long. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I'm fine with not talking about it.
Hey, PG's a really good team. There's no doubt about it. They got speed. They're all 22, 23 years old.
Hurts.
Polar opposite of our team.
Oh, my God, yeah.
43, 44 years old.
And I was winded. I played that game, and I was exhausted. I did have a game before that, so maybe that added to it.
Oh,
but
okay.
That was honestly one of the most... Cardio. That was one of the most tired... Tiredest?
It's just most tired.
Most tired I've been on a field in a long time.
Most tiredest.
And, I mean... They're good, and surprisingly, Dean, I know he likes to do that trick play where he gets to run a lot. He did that one time.
Well, we were rushing a guy who was very fast, so that helps the cause.
But yeah, he only tried it once.
He did only do it once against us, and it didn't matter that they were like kicking our ass at the time because they did it when it was like 50 to 20 or something. I remember that because it was just like, we're already tired and we weren't catching him. So we just let him, and it was funny because he ran up to the end zone like to score, and then like nobody was like chasing after him because we were just like defeated. We didn't care. And he stopped to do the pitch to a girl, but it was like 4 feet from Gordon, and Gordon just looked at him and said, "Get in the end zone now." And he was like, "You're right. Okay, fine." He stepped
in. Just do it.
So, but, I mean, we've had attendance issues with our quarterback.
Hasn't showed up yet. By attendance issues.
Oh, Johnny Dio isn't your quarterback?
No.
He's just an awesome fill-in guy.
He's just been a sub.
Fourth string. He's our fourth string quarterback.
Oh, that's cool. What are you?
I am 1B.
1B?
I'm
1B.
Well, why haven't you played yet?
Well, we'll play. If playoffs come around and our 1A can't make it, then 1B will probably make it. We're testing out guys on our roster right now just to see how it works out, if they progress. Johnny Dio regressed so that he's...
hasn't played in like 3 years.
I know, but he's no longer an option. So...
we'll see.
Yeah, so basically who we got left is we got this guy that played for us the other day.
Never got his name the entire game.
Ryan. His name's Ryan.
Ryan, no name.
Apparently he played at Buff State. He's got a decent arm. He seemed to understand the game more as he played. But he really put in us. It was fourth down, and he threw a jump ball in the corner of the end zone
to Katie.
With three guys surrounding her.
That's pretty cool.
What do you think happened? It was a pick.
Okay.
Yeah, no. It wasn't cool.
For like half a second, I thought you were going to tell me she got it.
No. Yeah,
I was super impressed.
No, she made it.
She did make some.
She had a heck of a game.
Catches,
she had a heck of a game. But you just when you get in those moments,
got an impressed stick.
And there was another time where he was scrambling and. He just threw the ball up to Minetti. He's probably 5'8", and he throws it up to a guy that's covering him that's 6'1", and can jump. And, I mean, it's a pick.
Historically, that goes poorly, yeah.
I mean, throwing off your back foot, just throwing it up in the air. Again, it's fourth down. We're probably 17 yards out from a touchdown. You can't have those turnovers. He threw three picks, I think, and you can't beat a team throwing three picks. So that really hurt us.
I thought there was like excitement at the end of your game, though.
There was. All right. So
why do you sound so disappointed?
There's two things I really got to say about this game. One, really funny story. That pitch, the time Dean ran, which like I said, so he runs and Matt Keita was reffing our game, and he was doing the line. So he starts running with Dean down the sideline, just to see if there's a tag. Hey, I give Matt a lot of credit for, like, he went on a full sprint to make sure there wasn't a tag. Well, fucking Billy in his metal chair sitting in the middle of the, And Matt Kida
took
that chair out like he was in a WWE wrestling match. He goes flying. The chair goes flying onto the field. There's a huge crash. So I guess, I don't know, somebody on our team ends up tagging him, and Kida's like rolling around on the ground. Everybody else just starts looking at Kida and like, what the hell is going on? Like, are you okay? And he like gets up, and then he just calls a touchdown, and their guy didn't even cross the line.
Like, he admitted he got
tagged. And he's like, no, there was no tag. And we're all looking at him like, you were just rolling on the ground. You just got destroyed by a chair. You didn't see anything.
So half the people are, like, arguing with him. The other half are just like, are you okay? And he's like, yeah, I'm fine. And
he's not, calling but, like, concussion
clearly
touchdown.
Flustered with, like, what just happened.
That's so that was great. I mean, a lot of people that have played against me, played with me, they know that I'm not the nicest person on the field. I'm just very quiet. And even I laughed. I don't usually laugh on the field. I laughed out loud.
Oh, I would have died laughing. Because he probably had his jorts on too, right?
Yeah. Was he wearing jorts? I don't know.
I thought that's like
Blaze.
Their gig.
I thought
they were all wearing jorts. Them. Yeah, the whole team wears them.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I was not looking at his shorts attire. There was a little excitement towards the end. It was. I'm so six down. I tell Vale where to throw the ball. Vale doesn't throw the ball there, so naturally I get a little aggressive and angry. Not like really angry.
Naturally.
I'm just like, Vale, I told you to throw the ball there. You really got to throw the ball there.
Dude,
when I drew the play
up. A super complicated play after saying, all right, who wants to throw? And me and Katie both look at each other like, nope. So I'm like, all right, I will. And
super
he's like,
complicated
okay, then you're gonna do this, this, this. You're going to do this, this, this. This guy's going to be over here. This one's going to be over here. She's going to go up and then come back here. And I'm just like, I'm going to throw the ball up and hope that somebody catches
told
it.
Her to throw the ball to somebody. That person was then wide open. She did not throw the ball.
He didn't look open.
The annexation of Puerto
so
Rico.
So we turned the ball
basically
over
what the play was.
At the two-minute warning. We had two timeouts. You figure out the math. We cannot get the ball back. All you have to do is throw the ball over a girl's head out of bounds or throw it at her feet. Get two girl plays. The game is completely over. We don't touch the ball again. I don't know why Dean thought that he could throw the ball towards me.
Ooh.
Maybe I'm a little cocky here.
A little? Because you still lost.
I talked to Mo later on in the night, and Mo said, he came up to me, actually, and he goes, hey, I don't know what Dean was thinking. He said, in the huddle, all I said was, do not throw the ball near Travis. Do not throw the ball near Travis. So I ended up getting a pick. So Vale, in her redemption story, did not want to disappoint me twice.
Right. This is Travis's redemption story, buddy.
So I called the same exact play. Vale threw the ball where she was supposed to the first time. Vale ended the game 1-for-2 with a touchdown. We just didn't get the conversion.
This was at the end of the game.
Yeah,
to tie,
so
right?
We were down two,
yeah, we
had a chance to tie, and we didn't.
Were either of you missing anyone?
Yeah, we were missing our
Kelly
1A
Mazur.
Quarterback, Kelly Mazur, and we were missing Tommy Hughes, XCC Tommy Hughes.
Do you know if he hasn't been there all season, has he?
No, apparently he's not available until October 1st, and he just told us that last week.
Yeah, that's completely how it is.
So,
running a team, I've said this again, is the worst.
So
I hate it.
We have 9 weeks, as we've talked about, and he's apparently only going to be available for two of them, and then playoffs.
Well, that sounds accurate. Well, as long as he'll be there for playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, that's where it matters, and we're an experienced team, so I don't think
do you know if they're missing anybody?
To gel with many people.
I don't think so.
No, they had their full team. I know one guy showed up at halftime. I don't remember seeing him ever.
So
he was taller, but I will say one thing.
You're going to beat them next time?
I guarantee you if we play them again, we will beat them.
Guarantee. You heard it here first, folks.
I guarantee we will beat them. Somebody on their team. I know there's a way to have
like
fun when you play and stuff. But when you try to show somebody up when they did not say a word, and then you start chirping for no reason when nothing dirty happened or whatnot, it's going to come back around. Yeah, I mean.
Okay.
So I'll leave it at that.
Well, I will say that currently we're at 48 minutes of this podcast, and we haven't got to the 1 o'clock games yet.
Let's go to 1 o'clock.
This is going super slow.
Let's go to 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock games. Marketing Mayors take a close one from tight ends in motion, 30 to 29. The Cunning Stunts, 36. Buffalo Solar, 25. The Overcompensators demolished the Pink Terra Tacos, 50-0. And I was a part of that game, so we could talk about it. And Enfuego continues their winning ways with a 34-16 victory over Practice Squad. And TMA, because they're not the McKenzie agency, 41, replacements, 18. What did you guys do during any of these games, or should I just talk about the one I was in?
I talked to Corey Turner after the game. and I talked to some of the tight ends guys. The report I got on tight end. So I was talking. I watched the game last week when they played Eyes Downtown.
Okay.
And their quarterback. I watched the game because obviously they've lost two quarterbacks now, and because
yeah.
Ricky was. That was a weird debacle they had last year with Alex and Ricky
and Seth.
But yeah, and Seth. Seth can't make it to every game because of his commitments to another team, and he's got a wife with a kid, so he doesn't want to do too many things, is what I understand. Apparently, Alex hurt his shoulder?
No, his fingers all screw up. He's got hammer finger or something.
Oh, okay.
Which sounds terrible. They have like a finger that like a tendon doesn't work or something on your throwing
I don't
hand.
Think Alex
sounds bad.
Alex gives them the best chance to win, but Alex is a very smart quarterback, and it allows them to do things sometimes that wouldn't work otherwise. But in D1, I think you need somebody who can stretch the field, and Alex can't do that.
Right.
This guy that they have now, he's athletic, so he can kind of get away from the rush, the first rush. He's got a decent arm where he can throw it, but he's not that smart.
Yeah, that's fine. I like that you paused like for dramatic effect.
Oh, I don't want
to
be mean.
I know you're trying not to be that dude, but it's
but
fine.
I've heard it. I heard it from both teams. I heard it from some guys on tight ends, and I heard it from Marking Mares. He got into two bad situations last week, and instead of just living to play another down, it was first down on the goal line, like 1 yard line. He got a little bit of pressure, and instead of throwing the ball away for five more downs, he threw a pick.
Yeesh.
In the end zone. And that's something Alex would have never done.
No, I don't.
And
I don't
they so. Lost the game by 1 point.
Ugh. That's pretty rough. You're right. No, you're not lying about that. All right, let's see here. So I was lovingly asked by Mark Piscaglia to fill in for the Terra Tacos in their game against the Overcompensators. Now, I am lucky enough to be on the Universal sub list, so I get these questions all the time during the season. And it's always fun playing with different people and whatever. So This game, well, again, was 50-0, and I'm going to say it right now, the Overcompensators might be just too good for D5. Larry, their quarterback, I have heard stuff. I have read his name in articles, but I have never actually like paid any attention to seeing him play. Duke can throw it. He's very good. And apparently they didn't even have their like best receiver deep threat guy there, but I would say they scored on their first three passes, and they were all just bombs. They just blew our safeties out of the water because...
This is Overcompensators?
Yeah, Overcompensators. Mm-hmm.
Which is funny because they struggled.
No, they're not really a new team. They showed up.
Did they have a different team?
They were Witters.
Yeah, well, they were Witters.
Oh, okay.
They were the old Witters.
Okay,
yes.
Then okay. I know exactly who.
So
that
they
team
were Witters.
Is.
I know they traded out a couple people and got a couple different people because you know Zach Newberry used to play with them. He's still trying to play with them.
I talked to that team. I haven't had a chance to talk to him this year, but I talked to him last year.
Great bunch of guys.
Oh, yes.
They had a terrible start to last season.
Yes,
they were like 0-4 in I don't know how many weeks.
That's what happened. Something happened where all of a sudden they made the playoffs. I think they lost in the second round, but I think they're undefeated this season. They're just kind of, like I said, they're just torching teams.
Yeah.
I mean, Pink Terra Tacos, great people. I had a lot of fun meeting I met the girls on the team. I didn't know who they were until then. Like, I've always been friends with Mark, and his dad's cool too. But, like, they just, I don't know if they were struggling with play calling and stuff. Like, there was, like, some of the times in the huddle, you're like, why are we calling this play here? You're not really reading what the defense has given you. And, I mean, you always feel weird when you just join somebody's team and you're like, oh,
you
I'm the helper.
Speak up, yeah.
And I called a couple plays and they worked because they were just obvious things that you would call if you, I guess, were better at it. It's the only way I can really say it without sounding too much like a dick. But, it just didn't go their way. I don't know who they were missing, obviously, because I don't really know everybody on that roster. But the people they had, like, I don't think they're going to, like,
well, I saw
contend
one
for the title this time around.
Oh, for you're talking Pink Terra Tacos?
Yeah, that's what I played for.
I saw Mark had a drop touchdown early in the game. I don't know.
That was one of the plays I called. It was great. Like,
I don't know if that would have maybe changed the...
Not at least.
No.
It was
no,
just because,
it was just,
honestly, we just didn't have the team speed to do it. Like, I mean, Mark was obviously hurting for players since he had to get me to play, and I was the sixth person. Mm-hmm. They had a taller gentleman who looked athletic who decided that he couldn't play this game. I don't know what the deal was with it, but I thought he was playing. I was like, we'll be cool here. Turns out he couldn't, so unfortunately Mark's dad, who... might be the oldest player in the league.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if it was him.
Maybe might.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's one of those
Scott
two,
Keller Sr., maybe. But it doesn't matter. The point is, he's there to be the quarterback, and he's got a good football mind and everything, but, like,
I don't know.
Can't really move too much. But he had to play defense the whole time.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that's tough. That was terrible. And then Mark was playing safety with this other guy, Jeremy, who's very good too. But I don't think they normally play safeties. So one wrong coverage and they're overcompensated. We're just like, oh, we're taking advantage of that. Go. And
I just feel just, like boom. For a team, Pink Terra Tacos, for a team that's been in the league for so long, I don't I watch some of their games sometimes. Every once in a while, I'll ref them. And they don't always call the smartest plays, as you were just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's like, you played in the league for so long, you would think that they would start to...
It's really weird. Like, he would... Joe B is the quarterback. He actually would have, like... He had three of those armband things.
Yeah.
He had one on and two in each pocket. And it had, like, eight plays on each thing. And he was... And then he would show you the play, but then he would, like, alter the play he was showing you. And I think just, like, cause some of these girls, I think it was Marla and Steph, they're very good. They have, you know, they're
blonde.
They're athletes.
Is that the blonde hair?
I don't think so.
No. But, I've seen some girls on their team make plays every once in a while.
Yeah, they have, like, the skills, but I think, like, Talia was on there, too. She's a baller, but I'm not sure if she's supposed to be on them in Endgame. I feel like she's already been spoken to about that, so I didn't want to blow
that
her
came up.
Up
this week.
Oh, cool, because I didn't want to, like, start that shit, but that's a Vermeer problem, not a Joe K problem. But, basically, it was just a thing where they're just trying to, like, do reps and get, like, but on the plus side, though, like, there was no, like, before, they were, when they were UFO, if they were down like that, they'd be screaming and fight, and everybody's like, oh, nobody wants to deal with these people. Everybody kept their cool. Mark and his dad were great. They were just excellent people. They actually asked me to play the game after. I just couldn't do it because I had other obligations, but Ferger ended up filling in them. I guess we'll touch on that in a moment. But, yeah, they were great people, so it's just a matter of...
Overcompensators, by the way, plus 107 in their four games. So
yeah, they're very good. Again, this is another time when I want those stats QB rankings team because that'd be great to look at. What other team? Well, the
TMA replacements. I didn't see the game, but from
apparently,
what I was told from
their new quarterback
biased perspective, is Diana had a really good game, as per Diana.
I wasn't sure it was per Diana or per botch somehow.
No, actually. Ferger told me that Diana had I think Diana scored like a couple touchdowns.
Pretty that's
a
big game. Pretty sure her quote to her dad yesterday was, "Dad, you're never gonna believe it. I balled out yesterday." That was
okay.
Yeah, but no, their new quarterbacks.
That's what they needed.
Working miracles for them.
Like I said, I wasn't trying to talk like crap about Ferger before. Just like he just shouldn't have been their quarterback. He does help them a lot more being one of their receivers then, and then having a quarterback who's a quarterback. Like,
yeah, and now they actually have, like, now that they have Meg's brother and Ron there.
Yeah, they're pretty hard to stop for
sure.
So,
replacements, is this the same replacements, or are they?
No. See, we had to say that on the last podcast. It's not the replacements that had, like, half of Hung Buffalo and Burr on it. Yeah. It's just somebody, they just picked a name that I guess would be popular based off, you know, movies and whatever. I think this is like half of Salino.
Yeah.
Salino Sewer Rats.
Okay.
And I think the other half is on Graves Brothers. That's what I've come to find out from Emily and her notebook last week, I really could have used her notes this week, which she did take notes, but I don't have the notes, unfortunately, everybody. Sorry about that. And Fuego went and beat Practice Squad, and that was actually kind of a big game for D5 because Practice Squad had come up to D6, and I don't think they've either won every game or
3-1.
3-1. So this
is
their first loss. But they had competed very well against everybody they've played so far. And Fuego is one of the top two teams in the division. So for Practice Squad to kind of put up a fight, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to see them learn from it because even last season they were kind of like they started off hot in D6, then they lost a couple games, and then they ended up winning the championship in the long run. So. We'll see where they end up.
Have Renee. She's
really
great.
Solid. Awesome. Yeah, she's a very solid girl. Renee,
absolutely, for sure. And then the Stunts beat Buffalo Solar by 11.
I just got to ask. I know, I don't think this, but I know when teams show up, especially new teams, and they show up and they see an all-gender team, and they just think it's going to be a joke. I just wonder when teams are going to start taking these girls' teams seriously.
When they lose
them.
After
they play in the first.
When they lose them.
I've been thinking that for the longest time, and the Angels went undefeated last year, and they lost the championship to the other gender team, and they've started this year undefeated.
Now, I'll say this to you.
Same thing.
I will say this to you, and I mean this with respect. You're a psychopath, because I'm the same way. So if you joined a new league, the first thing you would do is look back the last three seasons and see who was good just so you knew who you were dealing with. I know you would. That's fine because I would do the same thing. I think a lot of these newer teams, especially in the younger division, they don't care about what happened. They don't know who Maddie's Angels are or anything. But to be fair, none of the team, except for Mountain Doomy, I guess, like Bubble Soldier's not a new team. They should know who's coming. Like they should know who the Stunts are. But then again, they didn't get murdered. Like a lot of people get like just 11 points against a gender team is like basically almost a one-score game.
I saw their quarterback had a really amazing throw. Basically scrambling to the opposite side of his throwing motion, and he threw it all the way back across. I mean, it was a strong arm. Then the girl got behind the defense, and it was a girl touchdown. which I was impressed by. But I mean, obviously they didn't have.
They're
enough,
a good team. They can be. They can. Yeah. They can upset either of the gender teams.
Is that the team with? They had a nickname for him, like Hulk or.
I don't know. Are you thinking about Gronk?
Gronk.
No, that was on. He was on Salino. Now he's on Graves Brothers, I believe. But yeah, so I mean, Buffalo Soldiers is a good team. They made the championship last year. You know, they can compete with them. It's just so hard to defeat one of these teams with all these D1, D2 girls who know what they're doing. You know, it's like one thing. When the gender teams are in the lower divisions, we just talked about it. It's like about being smarter and knowing what you're doing and like all this other stuff. These girls teams, they know what they're doing. Like all of you have played a trillion snaps of football. You know what to do in situations where not everybody on these lower division teams do know that, and that's where your mismatches are, especially when the girls, when one of your girls is being covered by, you know, a girl on the other team who might just be like somebody's cousin's sister who happened to have a pair of shorts that day.
Right.
Like,
which is what the historically gender teams do, is we will target the girls. I saw, like, in the Cunning Stunts game, Joey Batts called the same exact play 3 times in a row to Jill, or to Jen. And it worked every time for at least 10 yards.
Sure. Because it's like, do it until they learn how to stop it.
Yeah. But, and they don't adjust and they don't figure things out like that.
It's like Travis said like 2 minutes ago, like, when are people going to realize like to take like the gender teams for real?
And I'm fine if they don't realize it.
Yeah, right. I remember when I first came into the league, I had to play, I forget what their team name was. It wasn't the green one. It was the red gender team that Cole threw for.
Molly's Ladies.
Yeah. We went against the ladies. We did the same thing. We're like, ha, no problem. And no, Cole beat us by, I mean, 2-3 scores. It didn't really matter. Were you? See, that's
before. Josie always talks about the time that they got murdered by, what was that, Riley Street, when they had a female team, the Riley Street female team. He said that was the worst loss that they ever had.
Yeah, it's crazy. Because, like, if you just don't know how to stop it. And then, like you said, there's mismatches everywhere. And it's 8 points if you screw up. 10 if you screw up twice.
Well, that's what some of the teams need to realize, is that you can't go down and score a guy touchdown every time if they're going to come down and score a girl touchdown.
Right, they'll let it happen.
Numbers do not match when you do that.
Not how math works.
It's not.
Historically, anyway. So there's that. So then that brings us to the final slate of games, the 2 o'clock games. The Sticky Bandits continue their hot start, defeating 3rd and Schlong, who continues their cold start, 48-42. All We Do Is Quinn took on the Jabronis, and they won 38-29. The Cunning Stunts put up 52 on Uncle Rico's, who could only muster 27 points. And Fuego took on the Terratacos, they won 33-6. And the Zack Attack defeated the Graves Brothers, 41-24. Anybody know anything about anything?
I saw some of the Zack Attack game.
Okay,
they actually
there we go.
So Zack Attack's kind of been like all over the place, I feel, lately.
Because they were, like I said, they won 61-20, but then they lost a game.
I was like, I don't know what's going on with them, but they looked. I mean,
well, they're a new team, right? Now Zack Attack has Zach Elphick from GLBS last year, right? So that's one guy that I've heard of before, but this is going to be a whole bunch of other.
That's about it. That's all
people
I know
that we have yet to know. Probably other GLBS people we don't know.
Yeah, it's like, well,
well,
Glenn,
if it's the team,
Bird's,
if it's the team,
friends.
I think, then, yeah, the one kid, Pat, is he on that team?
Oh, I have no idea.
I don't know if he's
Pat. I think he was in Breakfast Club a couple sessions ago.
Could be.
Elphick. I mean, they got some decent kids. They've played in D4 and D5 before.
Okay.
So I'm thinking that they...
Yeah,
I mean,
I think they have people that have played.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's plausible that they could be everybody on GLBS that wasn't Glenn or Parker, because I know they went to No Pun Intended.
Yeah.
So could be just the rest of them.
Be,
I don't know.
Tater Tots lost to, who do we say, Passless Chat? No.
They lost to Bipolar Express.
Bipolar Express, because Tater Tots beat Zack Attack 40-18.
Yep.
And that's Zack Attack's only loss on the year.
Now, that was last week, and I don't know if we can really pay too much attention to week 2 scores because it was Labor Day weekend.
Yeah.
And there's always a shot that people just weren't around for.
Yeah.
So you can't really go over that. But Zack Attack Graves Bro seems like it could be one of the...
I mean, that's
like,
a 2-3 matchup right now.
Exactly.
Even after that matchup. So, I mean, based
But those are there right with TMA and Bipolar right now, right? I think
those are the top 4 seeds, yeah.
That's just off the top of my head. All We Do Is Quinn took on the Jabronis in... I would say it's a bit of a marquee D3 matchup at this point. Jabronis came in and they were kind of hot. I know they tied 49-49. Quinn is literally just looking to prove that they should have gotten moved up too. I know that they lost to.
Did they? They lost. Want to or not want to?
I don't know what happened with that.
Did it ever come up?
I don't know what happened with that, but I think they should be most mad at Topper, because if Topper would have stayed in D1, then they could have had his spot in D2. But because Topper had to move down. And as we found out last week, Maddie definitely registered for D2 D1 after talking a whole bunch of shit, which was probably the funniest part of my weekend, was Topper going, hold on, I'm listening to your podcast, and Maddie's lying a minute and 49 seconds in. Here's how he registered.
Did you see what he said? Oh, well, that's my fault. I could have sworn I did. Yeah, no.
You had to click the button to move down.
There is literally something to type in, and you typed it in.
We're just messing with them, but that's still pretty funny. But
I didn't see any of the third inch long Sticky Bandits game, but at least like third inch long's putting up points. Like it's
they definitely did this time for sure.
They lost by 6.
The third most points, I believe, in D3.
Okay.
The problem is they don't play defense from what their scores are.
And 40-year playing guy hasn't been playing, which is obviously the bigger problem.
And Scott Jr. hasn't been playing.
Yeah, he hurt his calf in the summer league or whatever. Yeah.
Actually, I take that back. They've scored the second most points in D3, and they are minus 50 in plus minus.
That's just a defense issue, kids.
And that is 0-4. So.
But that's a bummer. I feel like they have been short, so Scott Sr. probably has to play defense.
Oh, that would be terrifying,
too.
Helping
the cause.
That definitely wouldn't help the situation.
Not in the least. But whatever. They're still a great group of people. I hope they don't get too, like, bummed out by it. Yeah. They were at Maddie's party, and they had a blast. I don't know how much you guys remember. Sleepy Travis was done by, what, 11?
No, 1. I got in the hot tub at 11:05.
I got in the hot tub after you went to bed. It was for me for like an hour and a half. I was enjoying it.
Got out of the hot tub. Everybody else showed up,
and I hated it.
Hot tub was so hot. So I was in there for an hour. And that basically took all the wind out of my sails.
Oh, yeah. You sat down on that giant beanbag thing.
Well,
you were dead.
And then I ate 4 slices of pizza when I came inside.
I didn't know that part.
Then I laid on the beanbag and I was toast.
It was sleepy time. That was really funny. Let's see. Enfuego did what they kind of should do to the Terra Tacos. I know that the Terra Tacos, again, only had 6 players, but they just substituted me for Ferger, which apparently was a 6-point improvement. So good for them. And, well, like I said, Uncle Rico's, they struggled with Mountain Doomy, but they somehow ended up doing slightly better against the Stunts, but they still lost by damn near double their score, which is unfortunate. I don't know. I haven't talked to John Sen once this season, so I don't know if they've lost people, if people
Tim,
are...
their quarterback was there. I saw him.
I don't know if that matters, because I've never thought he was, like, the greatest quarterback.
He will give his team as many opportunities as he gives the other team. He likes throwing picks.
I'm sure he doesn't like it. It just happens to him.
He's not a huge fan of it. Yeah. But like he's just good at it. You know, it's like fine, it's whatever. So that's it. That is your week 3. We do have the schedule for week 4 real quickly. I don't know if you guys see any like must see games that you're gonna like try to catch this week, but I figured we could just go over a couple things.
I will say this week I love watching games personally. Something came up where I had to help somebody out. And then Syracuse was on. So if anybody knows
completely understandable.
How'd that game go?
Oh, God, Val. Ugh. I'll tell you what. Peachy Platoon and then Syracuse back-to-back really put a damper on my Saturday.
He wasn't a happy Travis. The nighttime fixed it, though. You had a hot tub. You were good.
Good news, though, is that Syracuse game is at 8 o'clock this Saturday, so I'm definitely going to be out enjoying some games. let's see. That 10 o'clock hour. Slytherin.
Sneaky good, by the way. Yeah, they're the best team people aren't talking about.
That team irritates me because we were up 22-0, and then our quarterback decided to throw 2 picks to open the second half, and we ended up losing the game by 1.
We were up 22-10, and then Ricky threw 2 picks in the second half, and we lost right at the end. Yeah, so, I know about that.
But Slytherin in the end zone has talent. So I think that'll be a tough test for Hofferhaus.
Which is funny because I know Topper, one of his favorite things to do in the league is throw digs at Gary. So hopefully like Gary has just a big game against Topper.
I would love to see Gary
pick Topper off for like a pick 6.
Well, that would be awesome too. But I would love Gary to offer a challenge with Topper. Yeah. That would be
Gary,
awesome.
I know you're listening to this, Gary, because after we posted the first podcast, he was the first person to say by like 9:30, hey, just listen to the podcast. Wish I could have been on it to like defend ourselves against something. So I know he's listening. So Gary, if you're listening to this, I want you to decree some bet with Topper. That's exactly what you need to be doing.
Bullet Club A&A, that's a
it's always fun because semifinal you know matchup. Who the two people are going to be. You know there's going to be some Gordon Matty Ice stuff, but the thing is, like, they just got better, like, with Delano and with Jay German.
Delano hasn't
played yet. yet.
Which is, I don't understand that.
Jay has a meniscus injury. So he's actually out for the year, most likely. Most likely, what I he told
when did
me,
he hurt it? I want to hope that it was before the season, so Ramir lied about Jay German, so Ramir could just get on A&A.
So, from what I understand, from what I understand, Jay Germain was overcompensating for his hip injury.
Oh, that sucks.
Hurt his knee. He probably is going to require surgery, so he thinks he's out for the year, and that's when Jay-Z went out and recruited Delano to replace him.
That makes sense. Okay, that's cool then. The Mayors are taking on Public Enemy, which could or couldn't be a good game. Is Baccio going to play?
I think so.
All right. I know you guys kind of like the in
on
that.
We're supposed to get a second opinion on Tuesday, so.
I think, you know, even for a D6 game, Bipolar taking on Graves Brothers could be fun because that's two. You just said they were like two of the top three teams in that division. Mm-hmm. Bipolar hasn't lost yet. And Graves Brothers seems to be like one of the better new teams, but that can always change in a couple weeks.
Full Throttle is Lou's team?
Yeah.
Yes.
Hot.
Has Lou even? I don't even think.
I saw him last week.
I don't
week.
Know if I can call it Lou's team because I don't think I've seen him yet.
Yeah, he was there last week.
He was there at the bar last week. I'm just looking at their record. They're 2-1. Did Maddie's Angels play them yet?
Yeah, we just played them last week.
Oh,
yeah.
That's who you played last week, and you guys won by a lot. Okay, I was going to say maybe, but.
No. I think the no pun intended Jabronis game is going to be good.
That's good. That's some people that have experience in the league, know each other pretty well. Some of them play together with each other on other teams, so that one might be an interesting one.
I actually think the 2 o'clock slate of games are all kind of fun in a way. Like, it's Downtown Public Enemy. If you're telling me that they were just chirping and now they're going to play each other again, that's where people fight each other. That's
true. Baccio, he goes, yeah, man, D1. Oh, man, Ice Downtown. We got to play him 3 times this year.
Good.
Public Enemy is not happy about it. And at some point this year, something I feel like is going to spew because of it.
Hey, all right. That's no pun intended. Like you just said, they're pretty good, and they're going to take on Frodo, which is even better than Jabroni. So I think that'll be
interesting.
Yeah,
Frodo Swaggins, they're an interesting team to watch because they love the long ball.
Yeah, well, that's going to be a Garrett Beeson offense no matter what. Trust me.
If you look at that game at all, all you're going to see is the ball flying in the air about 20 times.
Oh, 100%.
Like when I say, obviously every ball goes in the air because there's no running, but I'm saying like deep throws.
Then Ultimate Warriors take on Sticky Bandits, which could very easily be a good game if Ultimate Warriors quarterback plays the way that they can.
Overcompensators and Fuego.
That's the one I want to get to. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
It was funny because, like I said, I played for the Terra Tacos this week against Overcompensators, and Eric from Overcompensators, and I know he listens to the podcast too. He was the one who said, hey, on the podcast, I want you to know that Larry, the quarterback, says Blaze's shit and he's going to smoke him next week. And Larry, because he's this guy's like, I didn't say that. Don't say that. Larry said it. I heard it, guys. So. But Larry did say he would come
listen
on the podcast.
Up,
so Larry said he wanted to be on the podcast. So Larry, if you do hear this, if you beat Blaze, you're going to be on the podcast like the next week. So just prepare yourself. So that could be a lot of fun.
You just said this, but I'm looking at the 2 o'clock games. I'm interested in every single one of them.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Like every single one would be great.
Like Eyes Downtown Public Enemy, just because they hate each other.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, really, they do. Ultimate Warriors, Sticky Bandits, because Ultimate Warriors are supposed to be a good team, and you think they're going to probably turn it around, and Sticky's just this team that just shows up all the time.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended, Frodo Swaggins, we just talked about. Overcompensators and Fuego, we just talked about. Mountain Doomy,
Mountain Doomy just
61
put up 61 points
this week. And like I said, I just kept seeing them make plays and fast. I know you guys have already played them, right?
They're playing Maddie's Angels, by the way, just to be clear for those of us not watching at home.
Sorry. I did that thing again where I wasn't using pronouns.
Right. That's why you're going to be the video cast guy.
Because they played a female team. It was the Cunning Stunts. They lost 49-22. I'm interested. Did they learn anything from that game?
Well, that was Labor Day, which could have easily been
they
were missing
people. Like you said, they could have been missing people. So did they learn from that game? Were they missing people? And the way they played last week and put up 61...
Plus,
maybe.
It's 2 o'clock. How drunk is Maddie going to be?
Oh, yeah. And he's got a doubleheader. Last time, he's got a doubleheader with A&A, I should say.
Yeah, he does.
So that's going to be his third game of the day. He's going to have 2 hours at the bar to not do anything but drink. And the last time Maddie tried to play three games in one day, he had heat exhaustion.
No. That was his fourth game.
No.
Yes. He played... Oh, you're right. No. You're right. It was no. He played
Breakfast Club.
He played Breakfast Club. He played us with A&A, and then he played the two Maddie's Angels games.
Yeah.
So he was almost playing five if A&A would have beat us. He does.
If A&A would have beat us, yeah. That they weren't even close.
Yeah, right. I was catching fucking balls.
Okay, so
but,
so going back, but Yeah, so I think that game might be interesting due to the drunkenness of Maddie and Mountain Doomy if they learn something and show up.
Yeah, that is definitely the best slate of games. That might be the best like block of games I've seen in a while, just looking at the schedule. And then at 3 o'clock, we have two 3 o'clock games. Titans of Motion's taking on Gryffindor. Is this the one Gryffindor wins? I feel like this
yes.
I think it is too.
I say yes. I think it is too. Tight ends in motion's quarterback is going to. I take. Looking at quarterbacks here, I take Joey Batts, and that's why I think they're going to get over the hump and they're going to get their second win of the year.
And then Frodo takes on Third and Schlong in our final game on field 2 at 3 o'clock. I guess we'll see.
I don't think Third and Schlong has the athletes to keep up with.
They don't. Like, Third and Schlong might score, because Frodo, I don't know if Frodo's allowing points this season, but I thought they were last season. But like you said earlier, they score, and they chuck the ball a whole bunch. And if Third and Schlong can't stop that, maybe Frodo's the team that scores 61 this week. We'll see who it is.
Somebody's scoring 61.
I hope so. I hope we keep that going.
And if they don't, you totally jinxed it.
Yeah, I know. It's my own damn fault, but it is what it is. All right, well, we are at a minute 15, and I know that if this were the case, Lenny would be sweating and giving me looks and twirling the finger saying to wrap it up, so we're going to have to do that. So we're going to cut right to final thoughts. Val, what are your final thoughts on the day?
Caught me off guard.
I know. That's why I asked.
No, I think the season's going real well so far. I feel like all the divisions are super competitive. There's no like one real standout in any division right now. So I think, contrary to what people say, Topper did a decent job.
Topper did a decent job. Yeah, he's doing all right. That's what I hear. Travis, you've been nothing but a delight, and you talked a whole bunch today, so thank you for that. No, I don't even mean that in a bad way. You
probably talk too much. I love.
There's
talking
no such
football.
Thing as. There's literally no such thing as talking too much. And honestly, anybody's been paying attention to our three podcasts, I've only had three people here. I think that helps because we don't have as many people talking over each other, and that gives other people more of a chance to shine. And then it doesn't have to always be me, which is great. But what are your final thoughts on the day, man?
Sorry if I got long-winded today, guys. I just love talking about football. Like, I thoroughly enjoy watching these games on a week-to-week basis. And as Joe K pointed out many times, I am a psychopath, and I analyze these games a little bit
in all
more
the good
than
ways.
Most. Marketing mayors actually, they thought that last year I was watching the games, the championship games, and they're like, "What is wrong with you? You know everything. You know these people. You know what they're doing, what they're gonna do." And it's just it's fun for me. It's just one of my hobbies that I enjoy. I love how some of the new teams, what do we say, Tater Tots, your buddy's team,
Shattered Dreams,
and
Brothers.
Bastion.
Were they at the bar? I'm just talking about at the
bar.
Oh,
I didn't see
presence
at the bar.
Yeah, even all we do is Quinn. I mean, getting to know some of those guys in the past couple months, it's been enjoyable. And last week, I think most people I've seen at the bar by them, they had probably 6 or 7 people, even their girls joined. I mean, they haven't done that, and they're starting to do that. I mean, this is a family. I know that gets tossed around a lot, but I've met some of my closest friends here, and this league means a lot to me. I love competing, but I also love just kind of getting to know people, and that's why I kind of want to do this Tito's with Travis thing. If you listen to this and you want to kind of introduce yourself to the league, please find me. I'm probably going to be wearing a Syracuse sweatshirt on the field.
The white guy who does
Saturday.
That, not the black guy.
Yeah.
We have two of them.
Yeah. So I'll probably be there. Just come up, introduce yourself. I might not always look like the most pleasant person, but I will talk to you.
If I lost.
But I don't smile just because that's not what I do.
It's just
but
his face.
I am very willing to talk to people, and I love to get to meet new people that are in the league and where they came from and why they are in this league and what they enjoy about it. So if you see me, find me. Say hey, and I'll get
Travis
you a Tito.
Coming at you soon. Well, like I said, thank you guys for being here. That's always spectacular. Thank you to everybody who decided to spend the last minute and 17 seconds of their lives that they'll never get back with us.
You mean an hour and 17 minutes?
Yeah, you said a minute and 17 seconds.
Okay. Numbers are hard, guys, and it's been an hour and 17 minutes. Now 18, according to my little timer here.
Lenny's rolling over right now.
If he's even in there. But that's another comment for another time. Like I said, thank you again for sticking with us and for all your support. I say this every week, but your support means everything to us. It's super cool walking on the fields and having people just like walk up to you and say, "Hey, great job on the podcast. Hey, great job with the league. Here's this, here's that." I will say my last final thought is I'm going to give a shout out to everybody who's ever played quarterback in their life. Now, I have done it before for other leagues and it's whatever or not, but I have probably not played quarterback in a professional, not a professional setting, but like in a competitive setting in forever, and I was forced into doing it, and it's a lot of fun. It can be nerve-wracking, especially if you have like social anxiety
when the game's on the line.
Oh god, it's terrible. But but I will say, you guys get the shout out simply because after playing the next day, my body was just shot. Like, everything, even still today, like, everywhere from, like, the side of my neck down to my lower back is just super sore because the body's not supposed to move its arm in a throwing motion for that many times in an hour setting. But it was still really cool. I'd like to thank everybody who, like, took the time out to say, hey, I watched your game and, like, is, you know, no shit talking. You actually, like, did pretty well, blah, blah. Everybody kind of built you up. And that's kind of touching on what Travis was talking about. You know, like I said, maybe it is overblown, but this is, like, a family, and it's super cool that everybody's just supportive of each other and, like, being really cool with it. So get out there. Go do Tito's with Travis. That sounds awesome. I might be the first person to do it at this point, but I don't want to be because I think people know who I am.
Yeah.
Come on the podcast. Follow us on Facebook, soon to be Instagram. Maybe the Twitter will come back. Who the hell knows? Go online to toppersports.com and read the 52 articles that are up there. But then again, if you're listening to this, you're probably already on that website, so never mind. Other than that, thank you. Come up and say hello. Make friends. Go to the bar. They have specials for us now. If somebody scores 61 points this week, the captain, I will do a shot of peanut butter whiskey with them. You can't
I'll also buy your team a bucket.
There you go. Travis will buy. If anybody gets 61 points this week, you get a shot. The captain gets a shot with Joe K because I'm cheap, and Travis is buying you a bucket because guess what? They give you 6 now. With that, week 4 is coming up. Everybody get to the field. Have a great time. Continue to wear sunscreen because even though it was cloudy and kind of cold out, I didn't, and then I got a little bit burned, and that bothered me. Other than that, everything matters. Why are you whispering in her ear? Did you have something one last thing to say, or are you ruining my big finish?
We're watching.
Oh, so you are watching the football game. You can't watch it. All right, we're just kidding. Again, thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. And if you want to be a guest on this show, please just message me as soon as possible. Thank you and goodbye.
Black night, yeah. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a beach shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts.
Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them with the people.
A ballerina waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts.
What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil?
Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre like,
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah,
these
yeah.
guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
that may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind. Incredible.
Incredible. Incredible.